Hello, my name is Jack. Today is 11-25-2020. Yes, it's 2020. Woo! I'm speaking with Jill, my mother, and we are recording in the city of Madison and, well, Madison, Wisconsin. So, Jill, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving.
Fine. Okay, let me ask these questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so how were you when you were growing up? Were you like the mischievous child? Were you the shy and quiet one? Were you the spontaneous one? What were you?
I was the middle child of three girls, and I guess I would classify myself as more reserved, kind of an introvert, kind of quiet. However, I had some really good friends, and we were a little mischievous. And I guess I would also classify myself as kind of a sporty type girl. I like to play sports.
So when you say you were an introvert, so what did that entail or like have to do with it?
So my older sister was very outgoing and she talked to everyone. And I guess I've been told, and I do remember that I was pretty quiet and I would just stay by my mom's side and not say too much and answer in the least amount of words as possible because I was pretty shy.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. So what year did you start school? And from your whole years of school, from whenever you started to graduating in college, did you like school? Why or why not?
So I started school in kindergarten. It was 1973. And I guess you had asked about if I liked school. I guess it kind of went in phases because when you go from kindergarten all the way through getting a degree at college, there's many different phases. So I'll just say I always enjoyed school overall because I like the social aspect of it. Elementary school I really liked, and I liked learning and things like that. When I got into middle school, I was kind of stereotypical, a little hard, you know, on me, I guess. But, you know, I survived, not a big deal. I think I got over it, had more fun in high school, and loved college. It was a great time.
So, growing up, what were some of the holidays that you enjoyed and why did you enjoy them?
So, of course, I shouldn't say of course, but of course, Christmas is always a great one because, you know, gifts and giving gifts.
I'm sorry, my dog really wanted to make an appearance. So, I'm sorry for that barking.
So giving gifts and things like that, I always enjoy and all the traditions around Christmas. And I also really, really enjoy and have always enjoyed 4th of July because it's summer. That's my favorite season and super fun because you're usually with family or friends and it's always a great time to be with everyone.
So when you said you like summer, why do you like summer? Is there like a favorite memory you have of summer or what is it?
I'm kind of I just like warm weather, and I like to be outside a lot, and I like to do things outside, whether it's, you know, sports or play games or whatever, or work, do landscaping or work in a garden or things like that.
So when you said sports, what kind of sports did you play in, like, high school or do you play now?
In high school, I played volleyball, and I also played basketball, but my favorite was volleyball. And now I just ended playing volleyball. I started in fifth grade and I played up till about 2 years ago until I broke my arm. But now I'm playing pickleball, which is super fun. And I love golf and I love to downhill ski.
Thank you. So the next question is, how was life? So when you were a teenager, how do you think your life was going to go? Like, do you think you're going to be this famous singer, or were you going to be this introvert person working a 9-to-5 job at a desk?
When I was in high school or a teenager, I thought I'd probably work in a business aspect of some sort. However, I thought I was going to be working probably like at a resort or something like that. So that's what I thought.
So as a resort, what did you want to do at the resort? Did you want to like be hotel management, marketing?
Probably more so marketing or events and planning like events and social occasions and things like that. That's probably what I thought in high school.
So you are married for how many years now?
25.
So describe your first date with your husband or my father.
Actually, it's the same person.
I mean, it is the same person, but I'm just wondering how.
Okay. So my first date was fun. It was your dad asked me to meet him and his roommate out for drinks. And I brought my roommates, too, and we just kind of all hung out. So
of course, you guys were above the drinking age.
Yes, yes. We were in college. Yes, for sure. Yes. So, yes, later in college. So it was a lot of fun, and I was very excited.
Okay, so the next question is, when you were a kid / teen, what did you want to be / do for a career? Did you want to be, of course, like someone that works a 9-to-5 job? Or did you want to be this high-end businesswoman that is sitting on the 97th floor of a building, ruling her own company? Where did you think you were going to work / do?
So going back to the other question, you're talking about like when I was in high school?
High school / kid.
Okay.
So teenager / kid, anything like that.
I thought I was going to be working like in Bermuda at a resort, planning events and stuff like that. That's what I thought.
Okay, so.
Probably being a mom as well.
Yes. Do you think you're going to actually where did you want to live during that time? Did you want to like not live in the United States or did you want to live in the United States?
Yeah. So either at some tropical island or like in Colorado, like at a ski resort of some sort.
Okay. So when you heard you were going to be pregnant with me, to be a mother, I should say, what was your first reaction, your first one? Like in your mind, were you like, oh my goodness, I have to tell my parents? Or were you like, oh, when is the due date? How hard is this going to be as a mother?
No, I didn't think any of that. I thought, yay, I'm going to be a mom. We're going to be parents. And I'm so excited because it's taken a long time to get to this point in my life.
So my next question is, if you could give your younger self one bit of advice, what would you give and why would you give that?
Probably to, let's see, my advice would be to not hold back, to kind of put yourself out there, put yourself in more uncomfortable situations because it typically pays off very well. And if you don't do that, you may miss out on a lot of things in life that that are super fun or super exciting for yourself or for your career or your family or whatever. So my advice would be to put yourself out there and say yes to more things.
So when in your past and everything, is there something that you would have loved to do instead of just being a mother and working in marketing?
Yes. So when I was done with college and done with my internship, I contemplated, not just at that point, but throughout college, I thought, when I'm done, I'm probably going to go. I thought I should go out to Colorado and ski for like a season and work out in Colorado, kind of be a ski bum, but yet work just to kind of get that out of my system. And I did not do it. And I kind of wish I would have done it.
Well, thank you for coming on to this talk thing for World History. Is there any other things you would like to say?
No, I just think that the teacher had a good assignment for you, and I hope I did okay on it.
I do too. Well, thank you for coming, and what show are we going to watch next? Okay, bye.
Oh, you're going to